Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
What's the dealy, y'all? It's your man, DJ Big Stu, in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Going to have my man, Mr. Serve, on, formerly of No Limit Records, man. He's going to be in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit him up in a few minutes, man, because he's in the studio doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? So, son told me to call him. Just wanted to give a shout-out to everybody, man, that tuned in for the last week. We was having a little technical difficulties at the station, but we got everything under control now. Big shouts-out to my technical advisor, Digital Manager, Mr. Kappa. He's in the building. Big shouts out to my whole team. They're definitely in the building. We are definitely in the building. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm going to do right now, man, is I'm going to get on the jack, man. I'm going to call my homie. You know what I mean? I'm going to call a homie right now, you know what I'm saying, and find out what's going down with him. You know what I mean? And we're going to talk about some things, man. So, I'm going to get on here. I'm going to call him right now. You know what I mean? He told me to call him up, man. We right now, for all y'all that don't know, Beef Stew Radio, I'm DJ Big Stu. I'm getting ready to call my man, Mr. Serve, on. You know what I'm saying? No Limit. Dial the number right now. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some fun up in the building. Just bear with me, y'all. Dial the number right there. Bear with me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make this happen real quick. Anyway, once again, I'm going to shout out to a few cats out there, man. I got the Sisters in the Grind mixtape, you know, for all of y'all that's out there that's knowing what I do. Sisters in the Grind going to be real good. Y'all probably said, what's Stu doing? Stu is over here trying to find this number to my man so I can call him so we can get this thing going down. You know what I'm saying? Think I got it now. Let's do this. Yo, Mr. Servon, what's good, homie?
What's up, partner? What's good, man?
Man, I'm glad. You was good, man. I'm just glad to have you on the show, man. Thank you for giving me your time, man. I know you're a busy dude, man.
No, I'm on it, man. I'm on it, man. This is New York, man. This Stu, man. What's good?
Yo, first of all, let's tell the people where you're from, dog.
I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, man. The 504, man.
That's what's up.
Uptown New Orleans, Third Ward, man. 6th and Barone.
That's what's up. So, you know, a lot of cats know you from being with No Limit and all that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let them know some of the joints you did, some of the songs you've been on out there for the ones that don't know.
I definitely want to, you know, I mean, people got to understand, you know, my history is so short as far as to make them understand. I mean, I'm About It was the big song that Pete did or whatever, but I'm About It was originally, you know, my track, my song. You know what I'm saying? I mean, different things from Make 'Em Say, you know what I mean? A lot was, you know, those are the things I had my input on because those are my producers that I brought to No Limit, you know. And, I mean, I was on several songs to Eternity, things that were pretty big, and Pete's movies and stuff like that. But one of my biggest and most honorable, you know, songs that I was a part of was the song I did with Big Pun, which I shot the video. You know, I was the only No Limit artist to ever shoot a video in New York, and one of the few Down South artists to shoot a video in New York. It's called NY to NO, which I actually did the song up there with him and everything. And that was basically the last video that he actually did before, you know, unfortunately passed. So that's like something real important and big to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no
doubt.
He actually taught me, man, a lot, man, when I was in the studio. I was up there to party. And he came in and was like, bam, 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 one hit, acquitted, no mess ups, no nothing, and was like, yeah, we're partying and we get money. And that statement right there, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
That's taught me a lot, you know what I'm saying? So that was the realest song to me that I ever did.
And that's crazy because that's like a song with a legend, Pun, you know what I mean? Like just to do a song with Pun and a legend, that makes that song that you and him did, that's a legendary history right there.
Man, and it was, man. A lot of people, you know, we shot in the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's when I met Fat Joe, man. And you know, and just the love and respect, you know what I'm saying? And it was on something like, look, I got you out here. You know what I'm saying? And you can't say that in today's too much in today's rap world, and they mean it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, from the time I touched down, man, either he was there or his guys, man, and just the respect got deeper because Pun's foot was broke, actually, when it was time to shoot the video. And you know y'all got that cold weather out there that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You watch the video, this dude is sitting down some, but he's standing up and handling his business. And where, you know, these days, some of these rappers, man, they you got a broke foot, I can't do it, I can't make it happen. You know what I mean? And to me, that meant even more. And when I touched down and when he touched in the city to do a show at the House of Blues, he immediately called me. I didn't have to call him and say, yo, you in my city, let's do the joint. He was like, I know you come and do this with me. You know, and that goes deep, man. I mean, it means a lot to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I hear that. So how long you been just doing this rap thing yourself, period?
Man, total, man, I would say, man, with this, I would say now 20 years, man, it's 2012. You know, 92 was a start, you know, as far as the first time I put something down. I always did right, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, people always listen to my style when I was at No Limit, and they're like, yo, you don't sound like you're from New Orleans. But I'm like, you know, I was in the military and in school on the East Coast. So I dealt with a lot of, like, East Coast guys and artists that used to be in Virginia. So, you know, I just kind of, you know, way back then from 91, 92 on to now.
So now, what was the reason for leaving No Limit?
I mean, we was a very, very close-knit, family-oriented, you know what I'm saying? Everything was done. We really didn't deal with too many people. We, you know, we stayed to ourselves. It was business, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's a difference between Cash Money and No Limit was they partied, they had fun, they did what they did, they stunned us. You know, we were businessmen, you know what I'm saying? And we always were really close-knit. And I think as time went on, you know what I'm saying, you know, I saw seeing the difference, you know, where you have one artist in one corner with his guys, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't that family thing no more. And, I mean, P and I have always been close because that's my mentor. You know what I'm saying? You know, even back then, before music, whether it was the streets, you know what I'm saying, and mostly basketball, he always was there for me. You know, and you could see things, everybody was distant. And for me, you know, I believed in our oath that we had with TRU. You know what I'm saying? It was real. You know, one family. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just, you know, the real untouchables or whatever, which TRU really stand for. You know what I'm saying? You true to one family, one love, and everything is in it. You know, and you saw things changing. And then once him and the producers got into a beef, it put me in the middle because two of the producers were mine. And the main producers, they were, you know, they're not my producers. They were my guys.
Yeah.
So it was almost like, yo, could you make that, straighten that out? And so then it came into the point where, you know, they're grown men. I can't, you know, if they don't want to work it out with you, it's on them. And then all of a sudden I noticed where, you know, my new album was supposed to come, and it was like just funny things start happening. And then he and I straightened it out. And me being a man now, at that point in time, to become a man, he always taught me, you know, no man stand on another man's feet to get by. You know what I'm saying? So I just went on and took my and said, look, you know what, thank you for every opportunity. I don't like being in between this. I'm going to go do me. You taught me well enough, I'll be all right. And that was really the situation. I just, you know, it just, and it wasn't what it was anymore, you know, as far as family and whatever, whatnot. And too many, I'm going to say like this, outsiders that were starting to be around and come around. And when you got that type of stuff come between your circle, problems come.
No doubt. So, like, you know, when you was on No Limit, did you occur in any beefs? Like, there's any rappers out there you don't fuck with? You know what I mean?
I mean, me personally, actually, man, I'm an open-minded guy, man. I, you know, I never really had any beefs or whatever, whatnot, because one thing, we live by a code, and that's what I can't stand today with how the game is. You know, real rappers don't talk about other rappers on albums, man. You don't do that. You know what I'm saying? All you're doing is creating, giving that other media out there, not y'all media, but that other media, white media, that want to bring it down, y'all giving them a reason. You know what I'm saying? So when I was out there, if I really didn't feel some stuff somebody did, you know, I still looked at him like we a fraternity. You know what I'm saying? You know, we all we got. You know what I'm saying? So don't beef in between it. So, I mean, I was always open-minded, man. I listened to everybody. I mean, I had my favorites. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But there, Eddie, like a lot of people, like, see, I'm on the East Coast, so a lot of people be thinking that it's like beef between Cash Money and No Limit, especially at them early days, like who was trying to rap, who was, you know, that's how we looking at it. I want you to set it straight, you know, if you can.
I'm going to be real with you, man. It's a funny situation, man, because, you know, now P and Baby, no, they did not get along, and that was from personal street issues, you know, debts, and people knew about certain people dying and things like that, and they felt, you know, it just, they had their little issue. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it was, all the rest of us, and that was the sad part about it. It was so funny that, like, Juvie is my guy. That was my guy. You know, we grew up three blocks from the project, so you could say I'm in the project.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we and he and I were always cool. You know, and before he even got the Cash Money, he basically, he and my producer, KLC, you know what I'm saying, basically was hollering at him like, hey, when we get back from Cali, we got you. We gonna holler at Pete. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of artists were all with us under the basement. And, you know, it's like Manny Fresh and I were tight, were good, we were cool. I see BG, you know, we knew mutual people, you know what I'm saying? It never was no beef with us. Now, you know, you look at Wayne was young, and Wayne always had a big mouth. You know what I'm saying? You're a young dude with a big mouth, and you kind of used to, he the one would say little things on albums. But then when you see him, you know, that's not a problem, he won't. And then you wouldn't come, you know, and you wouldn't even put your hands on him because that's a little boy. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, and it came to a head at that time where we saw them at a award show, you know, and P and Baby spoke face to face, and you know what I'm saying? If it's beef, it's beef. Let's make it happen. And then nothing happened. You know what I'm saying? And Wayne didn't have much to say, but hello, how you doing? So, you know, we realized then that, you know what? You know, and I love Wayne, don't get me wrong, he's from my city, but he's really a rapper, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, a real MC, somebody that's been in studio since he was 19 years old, you know what I'm saying, and so you kind of never really paid attention too much to his little Fuck No Limit and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It never really was beef. I mean, we see them, we holler, we drink and have fun because we always knew each other, but I think people outside of it, like you said, they kind of, you know, was like, oh, they don't like each other. And, you know, Baby would say his little things because that's, he's an arrogant, honorary dude, man. I grew up with him. I went to grammar school. We played AAU basketball together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he's one of them guys, like, he's a stunner. You know, it's like, it's got to be about me and nobody else. You know, and they felt like we, as far as No Limit blowing up, like, okay, they wasn't New Orleans. They didn't start in New Orleans. We started in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? And that was their little beef. We really never paid much attention to them because we were different types of labels. They did their fun, putting in popping bottles, jewelry music, you know, You know, we did that everybody was going through. That Soldier Street, you know, horse belt stuff. So we felt we had our fans, they had theirs, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But it was never beef like, him and P didn't like each other, I'm going to be real. You know what I'm saying? But as far as us and the artists, all of us were straight. I mean, you know, and you put Wayne aside because Wayne was a little young dude and, you know, run his mouth and ain't really about all that. You know what I'm saying? And at that time, I mean, I don't know him now where his heart at, but, you know, he was a little guy, so you kind of ignored that.
I mean, I feel you, dog. Now, that's deep what you're just saying, because I want to ask you something. How you feel about a lot of, like, rappers right now representing, you know, gang signs and all that? Like, do you feel a lot of these cats are true to it? Especially being, like, see, I'm from New York, and a lot of dudes don't feel like a lot of New York gangbangers is real. You know, even some of the, even some OGs like me in New York, we don't feel it, you know, but.
You know what hurts me about that? I love New York, you know, and I'm going to get to the whole point of what you're asking me the question. I'm going to start with New York as far as when I see that up in New York. New York has always been innovators. They've never been followers.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know the streets in New York was real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was in the military and the Navy, and something popped off. My dudes from New York, I name them. You know what I'm saying? Now, on this interview, they made it pop off. They was there. They held me down no matter what. So you know it wasn't no punks up there. You feel what I'm saying? And I mean, and they always had the individualism, you know, whether it's clothes, whether it's look, whatever it was, you know, they set the world on a path. And for me to see, you know, New York was like an individual thing. Yeah, you're at your boroughs or whatever, you know, you guys have that, but still it was individual, could hold his own. And to see that right now, man, and seeing them doing that, it just shocks me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then when I see rappers get into this, bro, gangbanging is a culture, man. I hate to say it, it's a culture that caused tears and blood and life and everything else and pain and cutting off generations. You know what I'm saying? But it is a culture in places from Chicago to California and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And for a rapper to do work as hard as he can to get out the streets from where he's from and all the stuff, because a lot of us from inner city places, and for them to get all the way up there and then decide, I'm a bang, like it's something to do.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? They got people in Cali, man. I mean, 10, 20,000 done lost their life to this.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
No doubt.
That's why
huh?
them guys out there be so mad, bro, when you understand when some mm-hmm. rappers come out there and they claiming this and they run up on them. And I'd be like, man, that ain't cool, y'all running up on them. But then on the other side, quietly, I'm like, you know what? You're making fun of their culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's their culture. It might not be the smartest culture. I'm not going to sit and tell you, oh, man, it's a cool culture. No, it's not a smart culture. Because you banging and dying for a street that you know your mama don't even own a house on.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but then I understand their point. Don't make a mockery of this and just feel like you're going to throw this up and then go through the hardships of what we went through claiming this.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I think a lot of rappers, man, and I think a lot of today's rappers, too, they're different from my generation, the Biggie generation. I'm in that generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then the Jay generation and the Pac generation, it's almost like they can't stand on their own and be strong. They
yeah.
just like, all right, if I bang, I know I got, when I get to this city, I got 400 bloods going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, what are you fearing? Why talk gangster shit in the street? Talk gangster shit on your music, and when you gotta go do a show in one of them tough ass cities, why you need that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if your fans really feel you and they love you, they gonna protect you. Ain't nothing gonna happen to you. If you really, but a lot of them, they're different to this day. They didn't start off in clubs and holding the wall spots like my generation did. A lot of these guys on the internet, and then from the internet to a big ass stage were like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference. That's like basketball. You know what I'm saying? They mm-hmm. fuck with LeBron. LeBron played in gyms. He ain't start out at the park. You know, so why fuck with him about his heart? You know what I'm saying? You go to New York right now, right or wrong. Basketball courts be empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Kids not starting that way, and rap the same way. These kids, these dudes, are coming out of rap now. They off the internet. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have to earn their right, you know what I'm saying, and doing these tough shows and whatever was not and coming up from the
yeah.
bottom.
Yep. They go to dotpip.com and blow up.
Yeah, and then I think in a lot of times you got a lot of bangers, real ass bangers, that's like, I'm trying to get on, I can't get on. And then they get at these rappers or whatever with not. And I think some of them be scared, so they do that protection thing. I done heard about it. You know, niggas paying gangbangers protections in a certain city. You a rapper. What you got to pay a nigga protection for to come to their city?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just the difference of the generation. And honestly, I don't respect that, man. Why you wait till you done got out the struggle to jump back into a bloodier struggle?
Exactly. Leave the streets to a worse of streets.
Yeah, hey, come on, man. I mean, them little dudes that's banging, the ones that's really, really doing it, that's been doing it, they mm-hmm. really want out of this shit.
Yep.
That's why mm-hmm. they mad about it. And even with New York, that it scares me in the sense of not fear of walking. I don't fear nobody but my God, but it scares me because New York guys, they have so much heart. They not scared of shit. And mm-hmm. now you putting a gangbanging mentality in them, which means go to war every day when you see a motherfucker. That's not good.
Yeah.
You already had soldiers in New York that'll go get it in broad daylight. Don't give a damn to survive and take care of their family. I know this.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got them believing in you a blood, you a crip, you see a motherfucker popping, yo, that's not good. It's not like they were cowards out there in New York and you made them into bangers. Okay, it might not be that bad. No, they were soldiers out there already. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, son. And on that, yo, that's real deep. So I want to jump into your joint letter to the rap game on that one, you know, because I think you just kind of threw a message at cats right there.
Yeah, I mean, and that song. And that song is the same. You know, you're going to hear it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear what I'm saying in that song.
So let's do that, man. Got my man, Mr. Serve, on in the building. Deep Stew Radio. We be back with some more. We're going to jump into this hot joint right here, y'all.
I'ma play big brother now, you know what I'm saying, in the rap game. Listen to me. I'm not feeling what y'all doing right now, man. It's a world of money out there for y'all to get, but y'all won't beef amongst each other, man. All on YouTube, sending messages, showing beatdowns. Man, that don't gain you respect or credibility, man. They called us animals, man, and dumb and uneducated, man. And y'all showing it for real. Get your money, man. The game internet now, the revolution really televised, and I ain't trying to watch that show right now. Y'all YouTube gangstering out, I wonder how y'all really would act with the real barrel in your mouth. What up, Jay? These boys play rappers trying to be superstar figures, ain't molded yet, young clay rappers now. Y'all rap star picture ain't street, it's a replica I can get from Africans in the hood, real cheap. We came in this shit, soldiers and gangsters. Now I'm feeling like we breeding a bunch of clowns and wanksters. When I look at Cali, it hurt, that's where I got my gangster from. Y'all beef so much amongst each other, y'all put some out, I don't want none. And what about New York? Y'all gave us this gift. Now all y'all do is complain and bitch. What happened to the streets of New York, where it used to be cool to be a G and rap, the game punching and y'all don't punch back? It's like Biggie died for nothing, New York, what's happening? I'm just saying, man, come on, New York. I need New York back rocking the club, man. Fuck all that beefing up there amongst this and that and laying back and complaining about the Southern dance zones, man.
Wu-Tang.
I need Cali back, man. I want to wear my khakis again and my all-stars, homie. Come on, Cali, you gotta come back. Where my Cali at? Roll up good weed and play the same Snoop and Mac 10 song back to back. Snoop seem like he the only one that see it. Rise, cause, and exhibit ain't nothing out, I refuse to believe it. The game finally back, but do me a favor, homie, don't be beefing with nobody, just rock this bitch track for track. Tell New York I need a Nas album, I need the locks, do I need to kidnap y'all until the Pro Tools pop? Seem like Mano and Jim, the only ones that get it. They reppin' New York hard, they get it and live it. I need my G-Unit, I need my Fat Joe. Fuck beefin', it'll be a dream to see y'all in the same show. I need my Met, need my Buster, need my Red Man. What the fuck you doing, Cam? I need a summer jam. See the South and the Midwest, we don't beef, we just work. We gon' hold up the show until y'all join the concert. Yeah, I'm on the search right now for the real rap game, baby. The game that I love. The one that made me give up everything I was ever working for in life to say this is what I won't do. I wanted to be like a lot of y'all, man. I spent my last dollar on a lot of y'all albums, and now a lot of y'all just be, you know, or feel like, you know what, I'ma complain about some other coach or whatever instead of putting albums out. What up, DMX, homie? I missed the fuck out that real DMX, nigga. I need that dog back, you heard me?
I need that ball back.
Cali.
40 clock.
I need a lot of Cali back, J.O. Felony.
Clock.
The Bay, they doing their thing again.
E-40.
You know what I'm saying?
The Lunatic.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same without all the coast popping.
What's happening?
It's time to get rid of the bullshitters.
Bye.
And bring the real back. The real rap game, I'm searching.
My letter to the rap game.
I'm out of here. I might offend a few, but fuck them.
Fuck them. Yeah.
If you're feeling soft, motherfucker, you ain't made for this game, you hear me? The real rap game.
Pac and Biggie ain't died for nothing for y'all to be slacking and playing around on both coasts. Stop playing around. Stop playing around. Oh yeah, and to my southern homies, I'm starting to see y'all beefing with each other. That's bitch shit, we wasn't made like that. Rapping about the other nigga on your albums, your songs, mixtapes, or talking about other niggas on other coasts. That ain't us, homie. My letter to the rap game.
We are a fraternity. Be what the fuck we was made to be. World changers.
Word up, word up. Now, that's deep, son. That's a deep song, son.
Yeah, it you know, because I sat down, homie, and I'm like, what people were complaining so much about the game, and sometimes the artists had a right to, you know, and a lot of artists in New York, you know, they was like, oh, I can't get it in, you know what I'm saying, because they got these South songs with these dance songs. I'm like, stop bitching and complaining. Everything we learn from y'all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hustlers. Y'all were the number one hustlers in the beginning. Okay, stop trying to be on TV. Put your album out, man, and hit the road. Let them people see you. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? New York artists come to New Orleans, and you can't get in that bitch. That's how packed they be. They be happy to see them. Mm-hmm. But you don't see them no more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like I put in a line. It used to be cool to be a G in rap. And niggas who know New York know I was talking about cool G rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, it's a sense like, man, I know I'm not going to never deny where this shit came from. I'm not going to never deny that I didn't have New York artist posters on my bed wall, going to sleep praying to them like they God, and waking up praying like, man, I got to be on that wall one day next to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
no doubt.
And when you see a lot of them don't have albums out or come out once every fucking couple of years, but then complain when the album come out and it don't sell, I'm like, come on, dude. You know what I'm saying? Get out mm-hmm. there and do you. Man, don't make me wait that long. And that's how I felt.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then with Cali, you know, they beat so much with each other out there. Man, I was, you know, you get to that point where I'm like, look, you know, I know where our gangster came from. We do gangster shit in New Orleans. We do, it came from Cali. Learning how to fucking flow and being an entertainer came from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the mentality of our music came from Cali. And all they do is beef out there amongst each other and going at each other and this and that. And complaining about, you know, there ain't nobody trying to hear Cali. No, why don't you put some albums out and start talking about each other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's just how I felt.
I think every point of view, like hip-hop, had came through every kind of little state because, you know, New Orleans mm-hmm. had this run before, Dirty South had this run before, you know, like you said, it started in New York. Me, personally, I like everybody. Shit. If your shit is hot, it's hot. I don't care where you're from. You know what I mean? You could be from China. Yeah. That shit is hot. That shit hot, dog. You know, that's how
I rock. And that's what I want back, man. I want everybody out there. You know, it's going to be better. So if everybody's screaming, okay, who the hottest? All right, let's all see.
Mm-hmm.
Like the NCAA 64 tournament, everybody come out. Do your thing. Put it out there. You'd be surprised. Instead of worrying about, oh, I might not sell a million albums, okay, you got to be a businessman. Nah, look at life like, okay, you sold a million before, but the company was getting 85%. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And they were spending all that money on a major recouping on you. Okay, think about it now. If you still got 100,000 true fans and you put an album out at $6.99, $7.99, and you got 100, that's 800,000.
Mm-hmm.
Take the taxes, that's 4 left, and you're going to make that in 2-3 months. It, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and you could put 2-3 albums out a year, and you're sitting well over $1.5 million, easy, after
Damn.
Taxes. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta have be some humbleness. And a lot of artists that were big, they sitting back and they like, okay, I'm gonna wait and put an album out in 2-3 years. In 2-3 years, this game changes so much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you got a younger generation coming up, you're gonna get lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, I'm gonna go fire my 100,000 fans that still left.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put that out. A lot of them won't sit back and won't sell 2 million. That ain't happening no more.
Yeah.
You might have 2 million downloads. But you know what I mean? You just got to be humble and put it out. Yeah, make your money, but still give your fans. You know, it's like I said, I want a Nas album. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what I want. Cam, stop playing around. Nigga, give me. Well, we used to drop something every summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Stop. I'm tired of that. I don't want to see you in the islands, man, on some damn video.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, man? Give me a song, dude. Give me what I need to ride in my car. Give me that Cam, something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, fuck them. That's how
who
I
you
feel.
Fuck with in your whip? Like, would you be riding around and you ain't listening to your own stuff? Who you be listening to?
Man, funny, I don't even really listen to myself, man. I listen to so much in the studio, but right now,
mm-hmm.
man, I'm you know from your way I'm gonna do it coast wise. You know what I'm saying? I like Nano. You know what I'm saying? I really
mm-hmm.
do.
That's
you know what I'm saying? I like what he do, man. And I'm always listening to Jay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Jay has certain shit he say, man, and old Nas. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I still listen to Fat, and when 50 not playing around, I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I hear that.
You know, and you know, I mean, from that way, nah, you know, and I mean, I got a lot of shit in my deck. You know what I mean? And I'm Jada Kiss for all the time, all the fucking time. I still listen to what's his name, Doc Holliday song.
Oh, Doc Holliday. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, and you know, and I mean, right now, you know, I mean, you know, of course, I listen to, you know, Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. I listen to Jeezy, you know what I'm saying. I mean, you know, and on Cali, I mean, I'm still listening to Snoop because there ain't too many people in Cali putting stuff out like they should. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and but my favorite, really, really, right now, man, is kind of, you know, it's kind of crazy because I listen to Kanye, you know what I'm saying, and whatever, whatnot. And I listen to Drake's, and of course, I'm listening to my homie Wayne. But, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. Pac and Biggie, I got a CD that has a song each with them. And that's what I listen to. I mean, when you hit my new album, you're going to hear me quote Biggie a few times. I mean, because it's for some reason I done got deeper back into him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think right now, man, that's really was, you know, and there's nothing against rappers that's out because I listen to a lot of people's stuff. It's in there, but, you know, the Pac and Biggie, man, right now, I think I just went back to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't lie to you on that part.
I feel you on that. I stay listening to Pac and Biggie. You know,
I like Wale too. Don't get me wrong.
Oh yeah, that's fine,
guys. You know, because I'm glad DC finally getting notoriety. They call the DMV,
exactly.
You know, covering all areas. But you know, but
there's Pac a lot of nice cats in DC. Yeah, it's a lot of nice cats in DC. But it's a lot of nice cats in DC. But they get overshined because when you think of DC, everybody thinking of go-go music. You know, hip hop coming out there.
Yeah, and that's why I'm glad he broke through. You know what I'm saying, and doing what he's doing. But then I'm deep in now. You know, I don't know what it is, homie. I don't know. I'm not saying that it's like nobody out here moving me because I name people that's moving me. You know, but I think I've just been deeper in the Biggie, man, like crazy. And then and him and Pop, man, just I don't know. It's just that's what's been popping with me.
That's what's up. So. You got this joint, I'm Out Here. Tell us about this joint right here when you made this joint.
Well, I'm Out Here was basically saying, you know what I'm saying, when you listen to it, you know, I put my foot back in the streets a little bit, something I shouldn't have done, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and I got to see things and got a whole different feeling on life and looking at things from another side. West Serve on that, where he at, what he doing, why, you know, you know, I got one thing, I was dead. I got one thing, I was in jail. You know, different things like that. And, you know, so it was just like saying, look, I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? And then you had a few little people would take sides with that No Limit thing, man. You had people would just like, everybody think when you walk with my label, it's beef. You know what I'm saying? So people was taking sides and saying little bullshit. And I'm not one to play with you on Twitter. I don't do all that. You know, I'll see you and I'll holler at you. You know what I'm saying? And I just was like, and when you hear me say it, it's like, how could you hate somebody? You know, you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and it was just basically saying, I'm still out here.
I got you. Once again, Beef Stew Radio, DJ Big Stew. I got my man, Mr. Serve on in the building, laying it down. We're going to get into this joint. I'm out here. Fat, and some more fire. We're going to get back with the homie and keep kicking it. Let's do it.
Life crazy as a motherfucker, you heard? Just like niggas will dislike you and hate you and don't even know you, man. Like Jay said, man, how the fuck you hate me and you don't know me? But it's cool, my nigga. Cause I'ma continue walking around with that middle finger up, taking that picture. You know what I'm saying? With that pistol middle finger up at you, bitch. Nigga, I'm out here.
You're looking at a nigga like hate you. But I'ma live my life like fuck you. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out, yeah. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out, yeah. You're looking at a nigga like hate you. But I'ma live my life like fuck you. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out, yeah. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out, yeah. I'm on some watch my back now. Cause I'm the only one that's back now. I'm feeling like them lights is on me.
them handcuffs riding they on me. Listen, but I'ma hold my crime till my feet fly. Mama in the church saying bye-bye. At least I left a man and not a hotline. Middle finger up, pop fly. My money on high speed, cool talk, listen. I'm smart enough to run, only fools walk, listen. My family say they love me like since when. But when I'm on broke, always still kin. The struggle got me weighing grams like, yeah. Pistol on clock, look, I'm out, yeah. I ain't stomp it hard, I'ma let it through. I'm by my 20 bag, bump it hard, fuck you. You're looking at a nigga like hate you. But I'ma live my life like fuck you. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out, yeah. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out, yeah. You're looking at a nigga like hate you. But I'ma live my life like fuck you. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out, yeah. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out here. Niggas say they love me and I'm real, dude. But if I knew his chick, fuck you. Niggas on pills, not weed much. So I'ma make my money, switch up. Had the white Benz, white vet, what's up? All that shit went away, them niggas ghost up. I'm walking in these streets on my lonely. My package and my chopper, that's my homie. No chain around my neck, boy, I did that. Oh, that mean you a rapper, boy, get back. They ain't gotta say my name up there. I ain't Wayne, I ain't Jay, but I'm out, yeah. I'm jumping off this porch, whoa, the chopper first. Fuck doing life, let me pick my hearse. Let my city say, whoa, they did that. Third world, I'm out, yeah. Bang, back. You're looking at a nigga like hate you. But I'ma live my life like fuck you. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out, yeah. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out, yeah. You're looking at a nigga like hate you. But I'ma live my life like fuck you. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out, yeah. I'ma keep it rockin' while I'm out, yeah.
Oh, fuck, boy, it's niggas, man. You're fuckin' yourself with all that hate, my nigga. Get at me, nigga, I'm easy, nigga, I'm easy to share, nigga, I share money, nigga, come get it with me, I teach you, nigga, you ain't gotta hate on me, nigga, from a distance, nigga, get your motherfucking glasses straight, nigga, get some real Gucci shades, then you can see a real nigga, you heard me, you can see real money, nigga, my cable and internet bill paid, nigga, I can see you all day, every day, nigga, y'all are clowns out there, man, with all that hate and shit, nigga, hate a motherfucker, you don't know, nigga, I'm out here, nigga, I've been off the porch. Y'all niggas babies, y'all ain't got off the porch yet, nigga. All my niggas that's holding them y'alls down everywhere. What up, C? What up, Mac, nigga? Y'all wore the out shit, nigga. I'm out shit till y'all come join me, nigga. These niggas ain't even off the porch yet. I'm out shit.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I could tell by the lyrics, man, that you don't kind of feel rappers in a good place nowadays, huh?
Nah, man. I mean, you know, it's not going at them, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like I want them to wake up, man, and understand, you know what I'm saying, what you know, it was so many before and so many that lost, you know what I'm saying, and the foolishness, man, that you see. I mean, look what just happened in your city, man. I mean, mm-hmm. Chris Brown and dude, man.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Pac and Prince ain't got to get into it. What, man, what's up with R&B artists, man? You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I
yeah,
mean, R&B artists used to be lovers, man. They gangsters,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
and you as a rapper would never, you know, go at a fucking R&B artist.
Exactly.
I mean, real talk. You know what I'm saying? And then you know, and then, you know, this is the funny thing, man, and I hate to say it. You know, I'm just using that as an example. It's supposed to be over a female.
Yeah,
now,
man.
The one bad and good thing, curse and different curse about our business is, and when you're successful, it's females forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they there. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, my thing is, it's like, you know, just like I said before on the other song, where I'm like, man, they called us animals and whatever, we're not. You know what I'm saying? They're already trying to blame us as rap artists. You know, for everything that goes wrong in society.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because both white and every color now pays attention to what we do and act like us or whatever we're not. And my thing is, you know, you guys making money, you guys doing things, God bless you. I'm happy, man, because the more millionaires we got as black men, you know what I'm saying, the better. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, why make it worse? And y'all act like this, you know what I'm saying? And then when you see one hating on the other homie, it's like, that's what that was about. Like, you know, you niggas out here hating on each other or hating on somebody you don't even know. You know, and then the ones that don't rap, that's the funny thing, too. That song is aimed at them, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, motherfuckers that'll be on there, and I saw how motherfuckers was talking about, man, Chris Brown, you a fucking pussy, you a bitch, and or Drake, you a hoe, and you get fucked and all this. And I'm like, dude, when you sitting at home and then you realize, and I look at that person on Twitter, and I just pull their profile up, mm-hmm. and there they are trying to put an album out. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
why is you disrespecting this man's manhood and calling him out his name, or I'll kill you and murder you, you bitch, you ever come to my hood? And I'm like, how you ain't somebody you don't know? But
mm-hmm.
then a lot of these guys create that shit for themselves. And feed into that. And the game wasn't like that, man. People don't understand, man, and I think more my frustration that you miss a person, you miss the biggest in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And that all those situations could have been controlled. But so much people ran their fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? And you just look at how that shit escalated, you know, with all that. And you never want to go back to that. You know
tough.
What I'm saying? And I just look at rappers get involved with shit. Okay, I rock with Stu. You know what I'm saying? I rock with Stu. Stu don't rock with Funkmaster Flex, so I rock with him. I rock with Flex. Now I don't like Stu. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we became of that, dog.
Exactly.
That's a bitch trait, dog. And if somebody don't say nothing about it, and I feel like, you know what, I'm going to voice my frustration. I'm not feeling, I love that, you know, the music y'all make, don't get me wrong. They make some nice-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some of these guys, they creative with what they do, man. Even the nerd guys getting a chance, bro, that's considered a nerd. You know what I'm saying? They doing simple songs, man. I mean, little guys on skateboards now got hit songs. Beautiful. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, I
mm-hmm.
like that, man. The most area. You know what I'm saying? But all this, y'all tough guys? Come on, man. Come on, stop that, man. That ain't even cool. And swinging bottles and all this other shit, man. Look, you know, we had a thing at No Limit. If you had a beef with somebody, you put them gloves on and you went in the room, you and them two. And when you were either you got your ass whooped or you ain't wanted no more, you came up out that room.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it was no beef. And most motherfuckers that put them gloves on, they ain't want no problems afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let me tell you something. I don't mean to cut you off, but one thing that, you know, that y'all brought to the game, man, y'all taught cats how to hustle on the independent side with that bout it and that whole movement. And, you know, I mean, I remember opening the Source magazine, and y'all had like about 50 albums that in the Source magazine.
And you know what, dog? It was all a marketing situation, you know, where we had to, that's the only way we knew we had to compete because, number one, you know, let's keep it real. Cali was up. New York was up. Puffin was doing million-dollar videos and whatever. Whatnot. P Train of thought was, what I'm going to do, I'm going to smother you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put myself out the week you come out. If you Puffy, I'm coming out the week you come out. I can compete with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then the next week, when you think you're going to sell maybe 10,000, 20,000 less, I'm going to put another one of my artists out. So now I'm going to sandwich you. And at the end of the beginning of next month, somebody else did coming out. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, one man can murder a man, but a homie can take a whole city. And that was our mentality. You know what I'm saying? And it was just, you know, and then we saved money because everybody else, if a source ad was $20,000 for that whole page, why do one album? You feel
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We would take and we would break that down and have promote four albums. You know what I'm saying? And then inside one cover, we promote the other 12. So
mm-hmm.
you really was like saving money. We use that money more on our street themes. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? We, you know, and instead of doing a $1 million video, it used to look nice, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, we, you know, for shit, 100,000, we did 10 to 15 videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we spent the rest on marketing and whatever, whatnot, which meant every time you looked around, we was in your face.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what that was about.
So would you say...
Go ahead,
finish that.
Go ahead, what you about to say? Go ahead, man.
Nah, I was going to say, you know, with that being said, would you say that the team, like everybody at No Limit was, they ate, like everybody should be doing well now. Like, you know, ain't no angry campers from No Limit like, yo, I ain't seen none, I'm broke. Like,
man,
there's a lot of
people. You know what, and that's funny, man, because we had a few people say something, man, and I just used to be like, okay, you know, because I know how we, you know, and you know, you can almost ask Snoop when he got to No Limit. You know what I'm saying? How astonished he was at how we got paid. And, you know, you had guys just be like, which one are you? I'm like, I'm Servon. When your album come out, it's not out yet. But this your house? This your car? It's in your name? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because the way he did it, P had a thing in his mindset was, I don't ever want to owe nobody nothing. I don't want no nigga to say I owe him anything. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, we, you know, if your album was coming out and I rapped on two songs, our rate as even the lowest guy rate was 1500 per verse. So if I was on your album, you know, album was coming out every month, you know what I'm saying? That's $3,000. You know, but if you was a hustler, you would be in the studio every fucking day working with everybody so you can be on everybody album. You know what I'm saying? And to money. And plus we was on, and we, everybody had to work everybody project. So you also was on getting paid every 2 weeks with a paycheck. So if you didn't get on the album, you still sell money. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, his gifts to us was like, you know, houses and stuff like that. Your first album, you know, a gift was the car, your choice or whatever, whatnot in your house. You know, and he believed in family. He never wanted none of us away from our kids or whatever. Okay, this where they at? I'm getting your house out here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he handled his business. And you got paid. You know what I'm saying? He tried to teach Duke guys to be businessmen. Now, some guys, I can't lie, some guys did not take heed to that. You know what I'm saying? Some guys did not take heed of being a businessman and saying, all right, I'm going to take $20,000, just got a $30,000 check, but I got about $50 in the bank and I own my house. I'm going to take $20 out this ain't nothing, go open me some type of business. You know what I'm saying? Guys didn't do that. But the rest of us, you know what I'm saying, we're smart enough to do the little things like that and get a few houses and flip a few houses and different other businesses. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was the difference between us and Cash Money. You know, Julie once said, and asked him a question, you know, what's the difference between y'all and No Limit? Are we stunning? They businessmen and laugh. But when it was time for him to leave No Limit, I mean, leave Cash Money and things was crazy. You know what I'm saying? You got to think, if he had a thought, just think about this. How rich your Cash Money would be if they would have thought business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They never owned the jewelry store. They never owned the dentist. They brought diamonds and all that shit. And they, I mean, they wasn't the ones that originated that. But imagine if they owned the dentist putting golds and grills and all that shit if they'd owned a few. Imagine if they'd owned the jewelry store, all that bling shit they brought. Imagine if they'd owned car places like 310 Motors. You know, now you get a truck with 20s on it. And wood and TVs in a dash. Who started that shit? You know what I'm saying? Imagine how much richer. Well, fucking nigga Puffy was wearing a white tee when Cash Money was out with bandanas. Puffy. So come on, think about if they had their own line of white tees and bandanas or whatever.
That's
true. So you know, with No Limit, man, we have a few guys that be sour, and I just look at them like, hey dog, you should have known that not everything lasts forever.
Yeah, that's real talk. If you had a chance, man, to do it all over again, what would you do different?
What I would do different? I played my position like I know. I mean, I know what type of artist I was. I know, you know, lyrically, you know, it's not a song I can't rap on in different styles or whatever, whatnot, you know. And I played my position. I'm happy how everything went because a lot of things that I wanted, I made happen for myself and for others around me that were artists. We all artists and didn't have a home, and I got them there. You know, me and KL got them there. We went back and got them. We went back and got the Mysticals and the Soulja Slims and the Mets. They were artists that was with us before, you know, we got to No Limit. I mean, we wanted to build something. He had a deal. We didn't. We had a new sound that we wanted the world to hear. We got it there. Only thing I think I would do different, you know what I'm saying, and I'm not going to lie, I'd have been more mature in my situation of walking away from No Limit. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't regret doing it because I'm still standing and fine. You know, he taught me everything I needed to know, you know what I'm saying, in business and the connections I made. But I do think you know what I'm saying, you I would have handled it better as a businessman and not been so personal, you know what I'm saying, because I do hate the fact that we built something that was so historic and then walked away and let it go and let it fade away. Because if people don't even holler at us, like, talking about it. You know, I love Jay, and Jay did the song, The Star Is Born, and he mentioned everybody but us. You know what I'm saying? And that was one of my favorite songs. And I'm sitting there waiting, like, I know, you know, and he mentioned everybody. You know what I'm saying? And even from back then on through, and then mention us. And you don't hear people now mention us, and nobody, no label has done what we've done. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the sales, the numbers. You know, we had 15 albums in the top 50 on Billboard when you couldn't buy your spot. That's 15% of the market share. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and it's like we don't even exist. And I fault myself, you know, for saying, you know, all the stuff he was teaching me, I should have been mature enough to stay there and take my role, you know, as an exec that he was teaching me to be. You know, and it was a lot of young artists there that I could have, when he was fading away to play basketball and you know, I could have stood there and made sure they shit got done. And then let the world also get the best of me, because this album that I did and new stuff that I did that no one never heard. You know what I'm saying? And so I think that was the mistake that I feel. If I can do anything, you know, and be a better father, you know what I'm saying? Because I put the business before that, you know what I'm saying? I put No Limit above everything. You know, and my kids are older now. You know what I'm saying? They love who their dad is, but you know, it just those certain things. But mostly walking away, and you know, and watching how it's faded. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and that's hard for me. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, dogs. I can, cause y'all definitely built a lot. You know, I definitely wanna thank you, man, for giving me the time, man. You was a great interview, man. You know what I'm saying? Before we get into your last song, Boss Chick, you want to shout out anybody out there?
Oh, man, I definitely want to shout out my dude, 6Oso, for hooking this up, man. And we,
no doubt.
He just sent me a nice joint, man, that I'm about to knock out for him, man. And his producer, Q Beats, that sent me nice stuff.
That's my homie.
Definitely, man. Your show, man, and you, man, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know how much that this means to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew who you were before. So when he told me your name, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know a dude. I ain't, you know, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? And
definitely, I appreciate you too, homie.
Yeah, and I want to shout out New York, man. And you know what I mean? And just, you know, one thing I want to say to people, and I'm going to leave it at that, man. You know, don't be afraid to be great. You know what I'm saying? Your destiny is, you know, as any little young black man, you know, your destiny is not a jail cell. Your destiny is to be head of your company, and it's there for you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just got to go get it. You know what I'm saying? Being smart don't make you less gangster. You know, deal with your education, man, and get there. You know what I'm saying? And that's the best I can leave, you know, any young viewers out there.
That's what's up. Yes, y'all, we have my man, Mr. Serve, on. Broke us down, you know, gave us the whole history. Definitely gave us a lot of knowledge, man. Once again, I want to thank you, homie, man. It was a great interview. It was great having you on the show, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it, man. No problem. Send me that link so I can put it up on Facebook, man.
No doubt. I'm going to do that right after we get off, man. We're going to jump into this Boss Chick joint that you did.
Yeah.
You
want to
throw that? You want to check that out to them before you break out? What's that about?
Yeah, man, this out to all my Boss Chicks, man. All you women out there, y'all say y'all Boss Chicks, and I love a Boss Chick that's about her money. Take care of dude and do a thing, you know what I'm saying? And don't wait for nobody to take care, because she got her own, and that's what I like. Boss Chicks everywhere.
All right, let's do it. Once again, Mr. Serve on Beef Stew Radio, we in the building. We're going to support everything you do, baby boy. Just send it right through. You know how to contact me.
Alright, get in touch with me. Anything you need, drops anything, get at me. Phones, you got it, cuz.
Alright, fam. Thank you again.
No problem.
Surf O Thal, Hot City Music, Young Mill on the beat. Summer 2012, you heard me? CBD. See, I need a BOSSCHICK, you heard me? I need a Boss Chick. A money boss, a look boss, a woke boss. She step in the spot, and the rest of them girls get jealous. She only need me when she need that, you heard me?
I want a Boss Chick, mama boss man. Step up in the club and okay. I like them Giuseppes on your feet, they sway. Got the whole spot looking like okay. Your body on high, coconuts a rock. I'm on that purple hug, let a woody get dug. We can blow another one or we can duck off. You can do that thing for your get boss. Toes polished nice, lips on light. Pull up in a Jag and them wanna fight. Pull up in a Benz, they wanna be friends. Pull up in a Rover, mama, you a soldier. They paper on smash, but your paper topping that. You're independent singer when you ain't falling back. Your face on pretty, the hottest in the city. And when you're out, I holla bullshit. I holla one loud, you holla okay. I holla one loud, you holla okay. A while out.
Definitely a hot interview, man. Definitely, yeah. That's his joint right there. You know what I'm saying? Boss Chick. I like that. Wild Out. Okay. Wild Out. That joint is hot right there. I'm feeling that, yo. Anyway, once again, it's your man, DJ Big Stu. I got Sisters on the Grind mixtape coming out there featuring your girl, Moxie, Smoke D. Definitely was talking to my girl, Smoke D. She got that City Lights joints on there. Mad Hot, you know. Miss Peaches, Madame Madonna. You know what I'm saying? I got a bunch of people on the J-Miss. Got Nicolette from Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all know Nicolette. She did joints with LL Cool J. You know what I'm saying? We got some fire on there, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely got Forever from Connecticut on there. Make sure you check that out, man. Sisters on the Grind is going to be out next week. It's going to be up for free downloads for all y'all that's trying to support that. Definitely brought to you by, you know, Beef Stew Radio, P-Media, DSW, Empire, and definitely Pure Envy Car Club. You know what I'm saying? We got the whole family in the building. You know what I'm saying? Definitely got the whole family in the building. So, with that being said, you know, I was thinking about playing one of my joints to y'all, man, because I got another one of my joints on here, man. But I was going to play, you know, I got the Wall. I've been doing some remixes, man. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I've been crazy in the studio being remixes, sipping on a yak, smoking on some Kush, and I've been coming up with some crazy, crazy remixes. Matter of fact, man, I'm going to let y'all judge it for yourselves. This is going to be next week. See, like I said, Sisters on the Grind is coming out, my mixtape. And right after that, the week after that, will be The War on the Abstract Remixes and Blends by DJ Big Stu once again. So check it out. I'm going to give y'all a little sample of it. Big shouts out to my man T. Rogers. I see you, homie. I got your new joint, dogs. I just ain't really get a chance to listen to it because I came in the crib late. But I definitely know you got some new fire. I definitely going to be pumping my man T. Rogers, new joint, him and all the family out there, you know what I'm saying, in Ohio. Big shout out to them, man. They be always showing mad love. Definitely got love for them. Definitely shout out to my man Six Sosa, always helping me out, man. Definitely bringing all the hottest talent from out there in the Dirty Dirty, and definitely in the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do, DSW Empire. We all around, baby. Shout out to my Block Club DJ family, Big Merc, you know what I mean? To all the rest of the other crew. Definitely my man DJ OC, my man Music Mike. Big shouts out to my man DJ Desire, DJ Milt, you know what I mean? Everybody on the Beef Stew Radio family, K Nicole, K Chapa, Mimi, you know what I'm saying? Will Porter, Lex Lear, you know, the whole family, man. Everybody that we doing what we do, man. But I'm going to get into this joint, man. Y'all let me know, man. You know, the first thing I did is, you know, I got real into it, man. I mixed this joint with War, you know what I'm saying? With the old War joint, I mixed it with some old beats, you know what I'm saying? Just because I just like to be abstract. I was just trying to introduce y'all to the mixtape, but I ain't gonna say no more. I'm just gonna let y'all get into it, yo.
DJ Block Club DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
They sleeping on you, baby. Spin that shit back, play it for their minds one more time, baby.
Here Oh, Block Club DJs. Block Club DJs. Block Club DJs.
Clubbing, mixing blood to heavy liquor. We be clubbing, all my live ass niggas. We be clubbing, fucking all and gunning.
DJ Big Stu, they sleeping on you, baby. Spin that shit back, play it for their minds one more time, baby.
Water was getting tired. Look, time to be heavy. Him no come here. And all the one with claims to see a gold club. Drop 75% and give it water. Conquer the land, no one pick you, we are here. Disconnect the light and chop off the water. To the kings of kings, well, me know that you're long, sir. The Lord of Lords, well, I am a responsor. The lion from Judah, them well won't conquer. The eagle and the bear and the queen and the daughter. Here's the last year, me know the whole of them offer. But them a go down in a flames of water. Sister Lassie, I know take it down a lot. Poor people fed up. Two your system, shake up your issue gun for them ping me boss. Poor people fed up. Two your system, shake up all every day they get a huge head up. Some lost them roots, some forgot them culture. No so did the past, them no know the future. Say so them no take telling, so them end up so vulgar. Them don't know Selassie, I from Ethiopia. See what's at me, but no take me for any joker. Just see a man make me hold them notes. Yeah, me no play them chelsea, you know me no play them poker. Them plan to destroy me with the coke and chokes, yeah. No gravel, it's just like a damn barracuda. Plan to liquor and it's better for the piece of scooter. You think them like just be in a them hand jar, yeah. With them hot jar, yeah, I sing them song, yeah. Them song, yeah, song, and them fire, you know them. You go hang four ball with a piece of wood, yeah. Just become me better. Two of them system check up, me get to use them, no stop from there. Me send me better. Two of them system check up, let me show gun for the use them, though. I'm still in the, him a the awager. Him make four people surround by nature. Play on the roads and giant mosquito. So with water, we fill with bacteria. Who if I take a look down at the river, Pantera, Jungle and Fiji, back to one can fire. Look, time be heavy, him no come near us. But the dead are one make claims that him a counselor. Grab 75% of a big water. Conquer the land, no one thinking we are here, car. Disconnect me light and cut off the water. To the king of kings, well, me know them shall answer. The Lord of Lords, well, I am a witness. The lion from Judah, them well won't conquer. The eagle and the bear. And the queen and her daughter. Here's all I see, I mean, what the world of them offer. But them do that go down in a flip of water. Till I see her work, it's a fun her lover. Yes, we say we fed up. Two of them systems, shake up them issue gun. Till we pick me boss. Get the people fed up. Two of them systems, shake up. Every day we black brother fed up. Some lost them roots and forgot them culture. No so did it pass, they don't know the future. They know Selassie, I will come from Ethiopia. See what's happening, but they take me for any joker. Them not take telling, so them get vulgar. They play them just for you, and I support them over. Here, Selassie, I make me hold them note, yeah. No travel issues like a damn barracuda. Plant no liquor and it gets a fine piece of scooter. Think them like a sea, we in a them hot jar, yeah. With them hot jar, yeah, I sing them song, yeah. Them song, yeah, stronger than your fire, and over. Yes, Selassie, I am the rightful ruler. I'm going to go with a piece of rope, yeah. Become me fed up. Two of them systems, shake up them issue gun till we pick me boss. Poor people fed up. Two of them systems, shake up. Every day they get your youth fed up. No, me heart's a leader. He might be a wager. He make poor people to run my theater. Ooh, yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
like a smoking mess. It's your time, me lady time. Now I when you take it, every woman looking sweet. It's your time, me baby time. Now then when you hit the road, winding long and sweet because it's your time, me lady time. Now when jungle set the stage, every woman in a rich is mine.
Yo 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 yo, we don't want no interlude. But this girl whining so rude, and she creating a mood, and she know that she looking damn good. Yo, and she whining to me song, KMC and Jungle Man. Yes, the dance hall full of action, all of the sweet and sexy woman.
If you know you could whine, girl, then show them a sign, girl. If you know you could whine, girl, then show the real sign, girl. Listen now, girl, I'm putting you, singing my touch. Say, baby girl, I wanna get so into you. Girl, I'm feeling you, I'm really feeling you. So glad you're wearing all my ladies by the show. Moving back up, but every night you're soaking wet. It's your time, it's lady time. No, and when you're touching me, every woman looking sweet. It's your time, it's baby time. No, girl, when you hit the road, winding long and sweet because it's your time, it's lady time. No, when you're touching me, every woman in a rage. It's my time now.
Girl, got your man on the rock. Girl, let me see you fly.
Blackout DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Blackout!
You say no man can take a rest, smoke. You get me wise. I you know how me money reap to get wise. Cocaine, heroin, my fin tops. And there is the planting from the father up above. So no man can take a rest, smoke. You get me wise. I you know how me money reap to get wise. Cocaine, heroin, my fin tops. And job. Yeah, my man, any of them legalize, I would advertise that old strong Cali reproduce on my yard. See how the foreigners are fighting, fresh out the ads, they rebound with us, dirty and not clean them yard. Now go import ganja from abroad, California, Texas, pro ganja ad. In the song, I say we call it, so they want drop yard. Who put the government in charge on my yard? People all rise up for this burning card. I will go the ganja rain up and chant, chant, chant. No, they just ignore. Red smoke, irritate me eyes. Can you know why me try to hurt me yet? Cocaine, heroin, morphine drugs. Ganja is the plant and from the father up above. So no man just think I red smoke, irritate me eyes. Can you know why me body weak, it is wise. Cocaine, heroin, morphine drugs. Ganja is the plant and from the father up above. They say it's a drug trade and only the smart ones get paid. To the monster of justice, last numerous raid. Burning out the cramps of the poor and the brave. Who plant marijuana to the end of the day? 2 tons of fencing in your way, up in a blaze. To the Rasta man, that's nothing when giving praise. Prime Minister, on the way, cause when the call is that day. Ganja, I know nothing, you're worried about cocaine. Why go to the band and like a runaway train? Reach up on the rhythm, cause we will ask the same. No make your cigarette smoke, irritate me guys. I don't know why me body reach it is wise. Cocaine, heroin, morphine, drugs. Ganja is the blessing from the father up above. So no make your cigarette smoke, irritate me guys. I don't know why me body reach it is wise. Cocaine, heroin, wise from my drugs. Ganja is the blessing from the father up above. Well, what would you want that? I'm burning from the nail. If I know in the car, well, I must have come straight. What's up again? I'm burning from the nail. If I know the good herb, we can't feel the same. We burn the tally, we love the land. Good meditation, get to the head. Listen, it's a lyric song, ain't down to dead. Ganja, kill you, and ganja, I'm a bill. Well, go on, move to the band and try your feeling champion. So no make your cigarette smoke, irritate me eyes. Why you know why me body is the dead blind? Cocaine, heroin, morphine, drugs. Ganja is the blessing from almighty up above. No make no wine, drum and smoke, irritate me eyes. Ganja don't know why me body is the dead blind. Cocaine, heroin, morphine, drugs. Ganja legal is a blessing from the father. Any of them legalize, I would have had that tight. That strong marijuana we produce on my yard. See how the foreigners are fighting. Pressure we add. Tell me about the house, don't they are not in them yard. Now get ganja from abroad, California. Texas, what ganja add? In a good like to we call it. So them a drop yard. Who put the government in charge on a yard? People who no rise up for this world, they can't. All who burn the earth, jump up and chant. You make your cigarette smoke, you regret me eyes. And you know how me burn the weed, you get lies. Cocaine, heroin, marking drugs. Ganja of blood. Don't jump up to me, not stop short and twist. Out of his mercy. Watch the dead of the ground.
Block floor DJ, DJ.
Me all a walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, pam, pa, pa, pam, pam. Girl, let me in, me have the thing where you are waving. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, how where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, pam, pa, pa, pam, pam. Girl, let me in, why? But you be, would be more than nice to take your hand and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diving, all you got to do is me too, so let's go in. Fun, satisfy your emotion. At the body press, instantly she bust. She no old and tough, and she no got time no rust. Still smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. Fun sometimes, expand up, got to all and pull up. Kitty up me, I forget to ease a mouth.
Hey, girl,
walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, gang, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, pam, pa, pa, pam, pam. Can't let me in, me have a thing. But no man at all, you no look for them. Where you look good enough to get some. No matter what I can say, put on your clothes inside that display. Man, I swear and I see about night and day. Could you be my only and the woman lay lay? We can die just smile and her face and say, she wants a man to do the work, not want to play. I'm a rotten man, she says she won't want to stay. I'm with you all, I walk like a champion, act like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Knock by your entrance, ram, pa, pa, pam, pam. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. That's a piece of a big girl. How are you getting from? Not by your entrance. Bam, pa, pa, pam, pam. Can't let me in. Why? I sing. Woman, I want to settle down. Really start a plan to all you look. I come to one conclusion. Wow, you supposed to know the work. Supposed to pull a action. Music, I'm playing your way. Some respect. Non-stop sticking just like a time bomb. Are you every man was slam? Put your bat and I'll walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of a big girl. Tell me where you get it from. Knock by your entrance. Bam, pa, pa, pam, pam. Can't let me in. Me got the thing where you are weak, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How are you getting from? Knock by your entrance. Bam, pa, pa, pam, pam. Can't let me in. Cry. I'm about to will be more than guys to take your hand and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diving. And you got to do with me too. So let's go respond. Satisfying your emotion. I top of the first instant. She was, she no old and tough. And she no got time no rough. Since you don't pressure time, she never get a cut. One son is a expert, I got to all and pull up. Giddy up, me up, get your ears and mouth. But you all walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Not find your entrance. Ram, pa, pa, pam, pam. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How will you get it from? Not find your entrance. Ram, pa, pa, pam. Pam, can let me in. Why? Enough man, I can. You know you feel them where you look. Who do you not forget? No matter what I can say. Put on your clothes inside that display. Man, I see her and I see her about night and day. Could I be only any woman lady? With a God just smile on her face and say, hey, hey. What a man fi walk it not fi play. What a marathon man who can stay. Me all walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body can say me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, pam, pa, pa, pam, pam. Can't let me in, me have the thing where you are weird, pan. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. Happy somebody, the woman, where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, pam, pa, pa, pam, pam. Can't let me in, why? I sing, woman want to settle down and really start a plan. To all you look, I come to one conclusion. Supposed to know.
Why you acting so bizarre?
DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Oh yeah.
I get it.
You're rubbing me the wrong way.
I get
it. So let's move in.
Oh yeah.
But I don't get the word you say.
I get it.
Shut up your chatter. I need for you to go away.
Oh yeah.
And all I hear is ay 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 ay. You're talking way too much. I can't even hear me now. All your noise is messing with.
Oh yeah.
Get out of my head.
Out of my, out of my head.
Want you out of my head.
Out of my,
out of my head.
Like,
Yeah. This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.